What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. Welcome to my neighborhood, the Avenue. I grew up here, and each week I'll be sharing the sounds and stories of the people that made the Avenue great. Welcome back to the Avenue. On this week's show, we'll celebrate the September birthday of the legendary jazz saxophonist John Coltrane. John Coltrane was born in Hamlet, North Carolina, on September the 23rd of 1926. Coltrane is among the most influential and highly regarded musicians in the history of American music. He recorded many groundbreaking albums during his life, including Giant Steps, Blue Train, Ascension, My Favorite Things, and A Love Supreme. Throughout his career, Coltrane was performing with musicians from the Avenue, and Coltrane played on the Avenue at least once during his lifetime. For the next hour, we'll look back at John Coltrane's connection to Indiana Avenue. Let's start with a 1951 recording featuring Coltrane performing with the Naptown jazz icon J.J. Johnson. This is the Dizzy Gillespie Septet with Burke's Works featuring John Coltrane on tenor sax and J.J. Johnson on trombone. That was the Dizzy Gillespie Septet with Burke's Works featuring John Coltrane on tenor sax and J.J. Johnson on trombone. On this week's show, we're exploring Coltrane's connection to Indiana Avenue. Throughout his career, John Coltrane was performing with musicians from the Avenue. Coltrane even credited the Avenue bandleader Joe Webb for providing him with his first professional gig. Coltrane performed with Webb's band in 1947. No recordings exist of Coltrane's work with Joe Webb, and it's not known if they performed together in Naptown. The first printed reference to a Coltrane performance in Indianapolis can be found in a 1953 edition of the Indianapolis Recorder. According to the Recorder, Coltrane appeared with the Earl Bostic Orchestra for a special Thanksgiving concert at Indiana Avenue's Sunset Terrace. Coltrane made several recordings with Earl Bostick's band, and the group's horn section also included the Indiana Avenue trumpet player Joe Mitchell. Let's hear an example. From 1952, this is Earl Bostick and his orchestra with Moon Glow. That was Earl Bostick and his orchestra with Moon Glow, featuring John Coltrane on sax and Naptown's own Joe Mitchell on trumpet. On this week's show, we're exploring Coltrane's connection to Indiana Avenue. The Montgomery brothers are the most famous musical family in the history of Indiana Avenue, and John Coltrane worked with both Wes Montgomery and his brother, Buddy Montgomery. In 1960, Buddy and Coltrane were performing together in the Miles Davis Band. This unit never recorded, but there is a rare bootleg recording featuring the band performing live in San Francisco in March of 1960. The highlight of the tape is a 20-minute version of So What? Although the sound quality is bad, the performances are great. Here's an excerpt of Coltrane's solo. Here's Buddy Montgomery performing on the vibes. Wes Montgomery also performed with Coltrane at the Monterey Jazz Festival in 1961. Sadly, there are no recordings of that performance, so instead, we'll listen to Wes Montgomery's recording of the classic Coltrane composition, Impressions, from the 1965 album, Live at the Half Note. This is Wes Montgomery with Impressions. Thank you. That was Wes Montgomery performing the John Coltrane composition, Impressions. John Coltrane had a long collaboration with the Naptown jazz icon, Freddie Hubbard. Coltrane featured Hubbard on some of his most significant recordings, including Ascension, Ole Coltrane, and Africa Brass. They made their first recordings together in 1958. Let's hear an example. This is John Coltrane with Do I Love You Because You're Beautiful? Featuring Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. Echoes of Indiana Avenue will return with more music from John Coltrane after this short break. This is Butch Slaughter, and you're listening to the Echoes of Indiana Avenue. On this week's show, we're celebrating the September birthday of the legendary jazz saxophonist John Coltrane. Throughout his career, Coltrane worked with musicians from the Avenue, and Coltrane performed on the Avenue too. In September of 1965, Coltrane was booked for a week-long engagement at the Chateau de Count and Yves, a legendary venue in the Avenue neighborhood. The club was owned by the Naptown musicians Yves Rene and Count Fisher. The concert occurred just 3 months before Coltrane recorded his landmark album, A Love Supreme.
A love supreme, 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 a love supreme. A love supreme, 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 a love supreme.
Before the break, we heard John Coltrane and Freddie Hubbard performing Do I Love You Because You're Beautiful. Let's continue our look back at Hubbard's work with Coltrane. Up next, we'll hear a track from Coltrane's 1961 album, Ole Coltrane. This is Aisha. That was John Coltrane with Aisha, featuring Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. Let's hear another track from Coltrane and Hubbard. Off the 1961 album, Africa Brass, this is John Coltrane with Green Sleeves.
Thank you.
That was John Coltrane with Green Sleeves, featuring Freddie Hubbard on trumpet. On this week's show, we're exploring Coltrane's connection to Indiana Avenue. Hubbard made his last recordings with Coltrane on the 1966 album Ascension. Ascension featured the experimental free jazz sound Coltrane was exploring during his final years. Let's hear an example. Coltrane continued exploring experimental forms of jazz music until his death in 1967. Among the final sessions Coltrane recorded, there were several dates featuring the Naptown drummer Killer Ray Appleton. And we'll end this week's show with a track titled Manifestation, taken from the posthumous Coltrane release Cosmic Music. That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for tuning in for this exploration of John Coltrane's connection to Indiana Avenue. From his earliest professional work to his final recordings, Naptown musicians played a significant role in Coltrane's life and music. You can meet me here on the Avenue again next week. Same time, same place. And you can find the Echoes of Indiana Avenue podcast on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you download your podcasts. Echoes of Indiana Avenue is written and produced by Kyle Long and hosted and co-produced by me, Herman Butch Slaughter.
Nobody knows on Naptown, baby, like I do, do. If you will stop and listen, I will tell you a thing or two.